morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, April 6, 2018. We have 14 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, well, the weather's kind of ramping up, as you may have heard Gordon McCross say earlier. We have a high wind warning in effect beginning on early Saturday morning through Saturday evening for gusts to 75 miles per hour on beaches and headlands and 70 in coastal communities and higher elevations of the coast range. So it's going to be windy. It's going to be even more windy offshore. The weather's always a little bit worse out to sea, and that's where the storm that's coming our way is primarily going to be. It's going to be out at sea. So let's see. The Columbia River Bar is already on yellow status this morning. That means that the Columbia River Bar pilots are considering that they consider that the conditions on the bar are already rough enough that they're being somewhat selective about which vessels they let come into the river. So some of the vessels I'll tell you about today may or may not come in, depending on how difficult the conditions are. So here's overall the Columbia River Bar forecast for today. Is combined seas around 6 feet, building to 12 feet late tonight. They'll temporarily build to around 9 or 10 feet with breaking waves during those max ebb current times. We have one around 9:30 this morning, another around 10 tonight. We have a small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. Then a gale warning kicks in this evening through late tonight, and then a storm watch in effect from late tonight through Saturday afternoon. And a little bit about the marine weather forecast includes winds gusting to 20 knots today and southwest swells 7 feet at 9 seconds apart. Wind waves are only going to be 1 foot high. But as you start looking at the weekend forecast, the seas are going to get up to Saturday is for 19 feet, Saturday night 25 feet, and Sunday 21 feet. So we could see the Columbia River Bar go on red status this weekend, where ships are just simply not coming and going at all until the weather improves. So you can find that status to see what's going on by going to ColumbiaRiverBarPilots.com. And on their homepage, on the lower left, you'll see a field there that says bar status, and it'll either be green, yellow, or red. And if red is there in that little box, you know that the ship traffic is going to be severely restricted. And today we're going to be talking about tsunami preparedness, and we're going to be hearing from Scott McDougall, Pacific County's emergency manager. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 2 inbounders, 4 in the Astoria anchorage, 4 in the Rice Island anchorage, and 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. We have the Chembulk Lindy Alice arriving this morning. I think she's a petroleum tanker arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for Vancouver, Washington. She'll arrive around 4:30 this afternoon and head for Vancouver, getting there around 10:30. This is contingent upon the weather. If things change by then, she may be asked to wait. The Gert Oldendorf is also on the schedule to arrive around 6:30 p.m. off Astoria and anchor off Rice Island. In the Astoria anchorage, ships that are already in the river and probably very happy of it, considering the weather coming our way, we have the Happy Clipper, the Danusa, the Trudeau Sun, the Aegea Skeppy. They are all in the Astoria anchorage awaiting orders. And at Rice Island, a little bit upriver from Astoria, we have 4 more vessels. The Gorgoi Picos, that's a mouthful, is heading from the Rice Island anchorage up to Kalama today, leaving around 2 p.m. Corn, soy, or wheat are her possible cargoes. She should be there by about 7 p.m. The Georgis is awaiting orders off Rice Island, along with the Star Mariella and the Bright Gemini. And in our outbounders, the Castor Leader is leaving Portland. She's a car carrier with Hondas on board, heading out about 3 p.m., could pass Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. The Interlink Nobility is leaving Portland with wheat on board around 3 p.m., so about 9 p.m. she might pass Astoria outbound. The Shahai Al-Kol is leaving Longview with wheat on board around 3:30. She could pass Astoria outbound around 7 p.m. And the PPS Tomo is leaving Portland with potash on board, the port of Portland, around 7 or maybe around 5:30 p.m. That would put her past Astoria at about 11:30. Well, we're always thinking about tsunami alerts and things like that here on the coast. And we had a tsunami alert recently that left folks feeling a little bit confused about what to do. So we're going to share this story with you from the Northwest News Network. This is from reporter Tom Bonsi. Emergency managers from Washington coastal counties and tribes practiced tsunami alert communication and coordination with state and federal partners on Thursday. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports they're trying to smooth out glitches revealed after an undersea earthquake in Alaska in January. Here's that story.
When that magnitude 7.9 quake hit off the coast of Alaska, it triggered a tsunami watch along the Oregon, Washington, and California coasts. Most people slept right through the alert because it came in the middle of the night. Coastal residents who did get the alert were often confused about what to do in a tsunami watch, says Pacific County Emergency Management Director Scott McDougall.
We had people who were self-evacuating as a result of the watch, which just basically said, pay attention, we're going to tell you what to do later. But they thought that meant they needed to go.
McDougall says the difference in messaging a tsunami watch and a tsunami warning needs to be clearer. The warning alert means waves are incoming and you should move inland or to higher ground immediately. I'm Tom Bonsi at Camp Murray near Tacoma.
And just a little side note about Coast Community Radio relating to this story. I'm the news director here in addition to doing the ship report, and I met with Scott McDougall recently with one of our board members about renewing our relationship with Pacific County Emergency Management so that they will know to call us when something happens. Because when this alert happened, Coast Community Radio, because we're in Oregon and our Oregon emergency managers didn't consider that there was a threat, we didn't get any alerts. So we want to be available to people, listeners on the peninsula as well as listeners here in Oregon. And so the next time there's any kind of a watch, I'll know about it and I'll come in here and talk to you about it on the radio. So a good thing to do if you're worried about this sort of thing is to get yourself a NOAA weather alert radio. There are NOAA weather radios, and then there are ones that do alerts, and the alert is what you want. Because if anything does happen from the National Tsunami Warning Center and they're sending out an alert, you will get it. Just to review a little bit about all this watch, warning, and advisory stuff, here's what that means, just to review the whole list of things. When there's an earthquake, NOAA puts out an information statement, the National Tsunami Warning Center. Information statement, if there's no threat or a very distant event for which a hazard has not been determined, they'll issue an information statement. And that means that no action, you don't have to do anything. They're just letting you know that something happened somewhere and it's not going to affect you. If you get up to watch status, it means that things are just not yet known and you need to stay tuned for more information. Be prepared to act, but you don't necessarily need to do anything. Then there's the advisory, which means essentially that you should stay off the beach. But you don't have to necessarily evacuate your area because the only threat would be to someone who is on the beach. Now, if it gets to warning status, so these terms all really do mean different things, and it's important to understand the difference. A warning is for dangerous coastal flooding. It means that there could be powerful currents. It means that you might need to move to higher ground. Now, this is all relating to distant tsunami events, things that are happening, say, in Alaska or in Japan or somewhere else. But if you feel an earthquake, essentially, all this stuff really doesn't mean a whole lot. What you should remember is that you felt the earthquake and you should get to high ground. So that's a very simple directive so as you may have heard emergency people say, the earthquake is your warning. So the earthquake is your warning to get out of the way. So those are some very simple things. Understanding the terminology here will let you know when you need to act and when you can just stay put. It's very important to know the difference. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Be careful out there. The weather's going to be kind of crazy and windy, so batten down your hatches a little bit.